group of people here in the Northfield community who were working together to improve the life, if you will, or at least to make life easier for folks 50 and older who are living in Northfield. We're part of AARP's network of age-friendly communities, and we joined that network back in August of 2016. We have a great group of folks that are on our steering committee. They are representing several organizations who provide services to older adults, as well as city and county officials and retired community members. And we developed a mission statement when we started, and it is to create an inclusive and accessible environment that fosters vibrant and healthy living and supports aging in community.
All right. Now, last time we had you in, we talked a little bit about our survey, and that survey is continuing. Now, I think it was just getting underway or about to get underway, and now it's underway.
It is underway. Yep. The week I was here, I think we had released the mailings that came in the form of a postcard, but we also had hard copies. And I'm happy to report that we have gotten a pretty good response rate, but there is still time. We are hoping that folks will either stop by 50 North or by the Northfield Library. There are hard copies available at those two locations. You can pick one up, fill it out, and leave it at that same spot. Otherwise, we do have a link on our Age Friendly Northfield website that will take you to the online version. And that link is www.agefriendlynorthfield.com, and that will take you to our homepage. And on the homepage, there is a survey link about halfway down, and you just click on that, and it'll take you maybe 10 minutes to fill out. It's goes pretty quickly.
Easy enough, and your input, once again, is valued.
Absolutely. We really wanted to reach out to folks who are either caregivers or people who have had the experience of trying to access services that would provide them with the supports and services they would need to stay in their homes for a longer period of time.
All right. Let's move on, because we want to talk a little bit more about a program that you have, a collaboration-type program with Habitat for Humanity. Tell us about that.
Yeah. This is exciting and new. We wanted to share this information about a service that is called Aging in Place. It's a program that Rice County Habitat for Humanity was successful in getting funding not only from their usual funders, but also from the state of Minnesota. They received a $50,000 grant to launch this program. And they are in the process of taking referrals, and they were very grateful to the state for providing this support, because it is directed at individuals 62 and older. Dana Norvold is the director of Habitat for Humanity. She sought input and became a member of our Age Friendly Northfield Steering Committee because we saw that it was a great fit with Age Friendly Northfield. I don't know how much your audience might like to know about this program.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit more about some of the things that will be implemented.
Well, the program itself is actually a home modification program, and it's available to homeowners who are 62 years old or older. The household income has to be around $69,200 or less, and the person or persons must live in the home full time. What they look at is if you have a need for something like grab bars put in your bathroom or handrails on your stairway, those are some of the smaller projects that are eligible. Some of the bigger projects might be for people who need to have their doorways widened or a ramp put in so that they can get from their driveway or outside entryway into the house.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know just from anecdotally personal experience, I have known some seniors who you're talking about aging in place, might have been living in the same house for 30 or 40 years.
Yes.
And so some of the things, you know, like weatherproofing and caulking and those things, some of those repairs and chores that are not easy if you're getting up in age. Is that addressed?
Yes, those things are addressed too. There's really no project too big or too small. If mm-hmm. you have a need for some sort of home improvement or some, like you said, assistance with those outdoor chores, Habitat for Humanity would really love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Or the other option would be if you know some people, do you have a neighbor or a friend who you think could use some of that assistance? You're certainly welcome to pass along the information and get that out to them. They are just getting launched. I know that referrals have come in from some of the greater community, some of the rural area, but this is a program that's eligible for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to see people go to the website and take a look at what everything is available to them as far as services. That website is habitatricecounty.org. And there is actually a nice little link on there that just says aging in place, and that will take you to the information.
All right.
So yep.
That's a great program. And Habitat is, we've talked with folks from Habitat for years and mm-hmm. years here, mm-hmm. and they have developed and grown that program to building more and more houses and offering more services like this, which
yes.
is just wonderful.
Yep. It's yeah. a very good program. Yes.
Nancy Just is with us. We're talking about aging, age-friendly Northfield, and right now aging in place with the partnership that you have with Habitat for Humanity. Do you have another comment on that? Do you want to say something?
Well, just that it is a good program. I would say that, we're very grateful that Dana Norvold is on our steering committee. She is not only about Habitat for Humanity, but has a lot of information about housing and affordable housing across not only Northfield, but throughout Rice County. We have been very interested in following this program. We were meeting with her, I think, starting even in 2020, having virtual meetings online. And here we are. The program is ready for people to start taking a look and making phone calls. They don't have to be self-referred. I would say that if there are other organizations, especially if people are coming out of rehabilitation from having had some injury or illness, coming from the hospital or even potentially coming from nursing home facilities, that they might be eligible for something that could be put into place for them.
All right. Nancy, anything else that you've been working on with Age Friendly Northfield you'd like to talk about?
I think we know that the Home and Garden Show mm-hmm. Is coming up in April, and we certainly are going to have a presence there. We're getting ready, working on a schedule for the summer months. Some of you might already be familiar with our Red Chair project and trying to figure out which events and locations we want to bring the Red Chair project to. That should be, I would guess, looking forward to spring.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that
we
will have a schedule in place. And we are also, once the survey is complete, we will be taking a look at the results of that survey and making sure that we are paying attention to what people have told us and going ahead and working with the services and trying to see what we can do to either add to the service categories or add to the service list or expand the service list so that we have the services in place that folks need to age in place.
Mm-hmm. All right. And if you'd like more information, it's just a quick search on your web browser, Age Friendly Northfield, and it'll lead you right to it.
Yep. Yes.
All right.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you to KYMN. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. It's a pleasure having you, and we'll talk again, I'm sure.
Okay.
Nancy Just, once again, with Age Friendly Northfield. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.